Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode 2 of the JP Palomo Show with your host, myself, JP. Beautiful Saturday evening. I'm actually recording outdoors today. Got the laptop set up, drinking a nice cold beer outside here. Beautiful Florida. Recording my second episode today on Anchor. Still super excited. It's been super easy, super fun to see all the plays it's been receiving and now all the different platforms that it's being shared on. It's amazing. Today I got some UFC topics that I wanted to talk about, starting with my man George St. Pierre announcing his retirement this week. New chapter for the man. He's one of the greatest. Gets to do what he wants and leave on top, so just wanted to talk about him a little bit. He was one of my favorites of all time. He was in the UFC for a 17-year career, 20 victories. You know, you can't take anything away from good old GSP out of Canada. He's 37 years old, and he led a 26-2 record over the 17-year span. And UFC.com had the story with him and his video and when he announced his retirement. So really awesome fighter. Never really took damage from what I remember. He did have a few fights that he did take a little bit more damage, but overall he was always in incredibly good shape, always finishing his opponents. So it's gonna be the fans, UFC fans will definitely miss out on GSP, but he did give us a good career, so can't take anything off of that. I'll quote him too here on his Twitter account. He said, "I did my best to try to grow the popularity of the sport in Canada and the world." So I do look back, he said, "I am very happy, I'm satisfied, and when you're satisfied, it's a good indication that you need to take your retirement. It's very apparent." Another topic I want to talk about, if you're a big UFC fan, they are coming back to Florida. It's going to be at the BBT Center in Sunrise. Super excited. I'm going to definitely make sure I attend the show. It's going to be on April 27th, and as of right now, they have 7 bouts officially. Headlining, it's going to be Glover Teixeira and Ion Cutelaba. Andre Arlovski is going to be fighting on that card. Couple other fighters here that aren't really too familiar. Carla Esparza. So if you haven't been to a UFC event, highly suggest it. I did go to the one in Orlando. That was, I want to say that was at least 5-6 years ago, last time they came to Orlando. So this is going to be pretty cool. Sunrise, Florida, BBT Center on April 27th. Tickets are on sale on UFC.com already. So another topic I wanted to talk about. Super excited to see my man John Jones is back. Light heavyweight title bout. He is fighting against Anthony Smith, number third ranked in the light heavyweight division. Both are exciting fighters. John Jones, I've been following since he started his career, and it's a shame that he had to take years off here and there for the banned substances. But he is an incredible talent, raw talent. I mean, his reach, his fighting style makes it exciting, and I am super excited for this fight. This is going to be on Saturday, March 2nd on pay-per-view. On that card, though, there are some other crazy bouts. Tyron Woodley, welterweight title versus Kamaru Usman. Crazy Robbie Lawler. Always exciting to watch Robbie Lawler fight. Another welterweight bout versus Ben Askren. Ladies, Tessia Torres, women's strawweight, Weili Zhang, and Mr. Cody Garbrandt is also fighting that night. Bantamweight, with against Pedro Munhoz. So that's another exciting fight. John Jones, Mr. Jonathan Dwight Jones, is sure hopefully makes an exciting fight that night. He's 23-1 with one no contest all time. 31-year-old, like I said, out of Rochester, New York. Super exciting to watch. Fighting Anthony Smith, who is a little bit more experienced, 31-13. And I'm excited for that fight. Anthony Smith's 30-year-old out of Corpus Christi, Texas. They're both 6'4", both weighing at 206. Should be a nice fight. What else was I going to talk about? Oh, such a nice, beautiful night out tonight. Can't get over this nice weather. Ooh, another card that's coming out in March. Lewis and Dos Santos are fighting in Wichita, Kansas. That should be another fun card. At the Intrust Bank Arena. Derek Lewis, number 3rd ranked heavyweight, versus Junior Dos Santos, number 8. Dos Santos would always bring in a nice, exciting fight. Ben Rothwell's on that card. Tim Bosch. Sergio Moraes. Julian LaRosa. Cool, I'm excited for that one. Alright guys, so changing the subject a little bit. In case I haven't mentioned it, I'm a big Eagles fan, and I was reading this headline and I started laughing. The NFL, the Chicago Bears are gonna cut that double doink kicker Cody Parkey. Report says, if you guys remember, in the wild card playoff loss to the Eagles, Cody Parkey hit or missed the field goal in the closing minute, which sent the Eagles on, and Chicago went home. So he reportedly, I guess he's gonna get caught. It was a 43-yard, and it potentially was a game-winning field goal, because that would have sent them. Actually, no, I think if that field goal would have gone in, that was Eagles would have lost that game. So he is off. Who knows where he's going now? It's probably going to be hard finding another job. Also, man, all these headlines today are about Mr. Robert Kraft. If you guys haven't heard about that, he's been caught up with some allegations. He's in some trouble. He's been charged with soliciting sex at a Florida spa. It's crazy. He's all over the sports news. Everybody's just talking about Robert Kraft. So crazy. These past few days, all the people that have been arrested for that prostitution sting is just crazy. I can't believe it. But that's what happens. But let's see, guys. I don't really have much more going on. I just wanted to say thank you, everybody that has give me some feedback on the podcast idea. I do have a couple people already that want to join the show and discuss a couple things, a couple topics. My buddy, the Lofty Introvert, we're gonna do a show soon, and then I got another buddy of mine that we're gonna get together and just discuss a couple different topics that he wanted to talk about. So it's exciting. I'm excited, and actually, it's actually making money. Anchor is doing this thing where you get sponsors and you throw some ads in there, and I'm already making money off just that first episode I made, which is not much, but for just talking for a few minutes and then posting something online and it's making money is completely crazy to me, and it's so awesome, and I'm so super excited. So if you if you're listening and you are curious, if you want to hit me up, and I will show you how to get started and get your own podcast going, you know, and we can go from there. So Always, you can find me, like I said, on Facebook, I'm on JP Palomo, and Instagram, I'm on Vitamar. Also, another thing, I'm going to get some more Vitamar clothing going here soon. I got some ideas and drawings, but just been saying super busy with everything else. If you need a deck, let me know. I got Palomo Deck Solutions as well going. I'm starting this other job here soon. I'm doing an estimate and hopefully getting this job started here in the next couple weeks. Turning someone else's backyard into a cool place to hang out like I'm doing right now in my nicely decked out backyard. So hit me up, guys, if you want to get on the podcast. Thank you for tuning in once again. It's your boy, Mr. JP Palomo. You guys have a wonderful night. I will see you guys next time.